A very commonly asked question is regarding people who are unfortunately in the hospital over Shabbos. Do they need to participate in Aruve Chetzeres? So there are a number of reasons why the Paiskim say that we don't have an issue of Aruve Chetzeres in the hospital. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Ayin Sif Ches Paskins Hamas Aruch Bechatzer. Somebody's a guest. I feel this Aruch Bebayis Befnei Atzma, even if he has his own home. Im Loinus Aruch Derech Kva El Olam Adyoim Apachis. If he's there for less than 30 days, Eina Oysel Bnei Chatzer. I feel him Aruchim Rabim or Balbayis Echad. The Ramah says that even if you have many guests and just one balabayas, still, they're all considered guests. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'davka b'dika balabayas echa kavua, the balabayas has to be there. The az ha'orchim b'teilam gabei, av orchim b'yachar oisim zem zel miyad. So the Shulchan Aruch is really teaching us that somebody who's there for less than 30 days is always in the category of an oirich. And even if there are, say, the poiskim, people who work in the hospital and eat in the hospital, and we've learned in the Gemara, and we discussed this in our previous shiur, the mokim pitoi goyrim, where you eat. So if this is the place where these people eat, maybe this is considered their home. As we've discussed in the other shiur as well, that the halacha that we follow the makom pita is not necessarily a hard and fast rule. And certainly if somebody lives at home, even though he eats his meals at his place of work, that will not cause him to be considered that is his place of residence. Certainly your place of residence is where you live, even if you eat by work. But the Paiskim discuss, if this din, then an oirich doesn't make the need, is not considered a person who's living here, and therefore doesn't create a chiyuv for Erev Chatzeres, the question comes up, if that is only by a Baal Bayis Yehudi, by a Jewish person who owns the home, or even by an Akum. The Chazon Ish, the Prima Gadim, all say that this halach of an oirich is only an oirich by a Jew, not an oirich by an Akum. However, the Yad Ephraim, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, says that an oirich is considered an oirich no matter if the Baal Bayis is a Jew or Akum. And the Miches Yitzchak, and Shaios Tshuvas, Simen Dalid, Simen Nunhei, says that we could paskin like the Yad Ephraim. So again, the heter that we have here is the heter of an oirich. And the oirich, a person considered an oirich, even if the ownership of the hospital is non-Jewish, if they're there for less than 30 days. However, unfortunately, we know that sometimes there are individuals who are in the hospital who are there for longer than 30 days. So there's a marshag. The marshag says in Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Chof Beis, that if somebody is in a hospital, if somebody is an oirich, and it's clear that he's a guest, the 30 days is not a hard and fast rule. And therefore, if he is there even longer than 30 days, that he still will be considered an oirich. And therefore, here in a hospital, where it's quite obvious that a person is not there to be kept there permanently, we certainly could be makel that he's in the category of an oirich. There's another reason to be makel, is because there's a concept of Tfisas Yad, that if the owner of a residence has his belongings, has his furniture in an apartment, that apartment is not considered the private apartment or the private room of the person living there. As the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Ayin Sif Beis teaches us, Balabayis, Shesh Lehabi Batim, for Balabayis has many homes, Vishilon Uiskiram Lacherim, he rented them or lent them to others, Vyeshla Bekolechim Hem Dvorim, Sheinen Miton Bishabbos, and he has in those rooms, in those homes, furnishings that cannot be moved on Shabbos, machmas koivdom, because they're too heavy to be moved, or machmas iser shem dvorim she'os l'tatlam afil etzorach mekaimam, if there are items that may not be moved on Shabbos, ein hadorim by oisim olav l'fishenasu kulam karchim etzloi. The fact that I have furnishings in the home gives me a heter of tfisas yad. So, there's a very big discussion amongst the Poskim, what is the concept of Tfisas Yad? Rav Moshe, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, and Igros Moshe, says that even if the furniture is rented to the tenant, as long as it doesn't belong to the tenant, it belongs to the landlord, that is already considered Tfisas Yad. Because even though, says Rav Moshe, the tenant has the right to use those items, but he has to make sure to keep them in proper order to give them back. However, there are many Paiskim that say that if the furnishings in the room, even though they belong to the Baal Bayis, are meant for the use of the tenant, that's not called Tfisas Habayis. So certainly in every hospital room there's a bed and there's a chest and there's equipment. So certainly according to Rav Moshe's definition of Tfisas Habayis, we have a head of Tfisas Habayis. According to the other definition, the Paiskim I saw suggest that typically there's going to be equipment in a hospital room. Not every piece of equipment in every hospital room is needed by that patient, and therefore we would have the heter tfisas habayis. However, the Paiskim do discuss if the heter of tfisas habayis applies by the Baal Bayis Akum. In fact, I saw an interesting dichotomy made by the Chazon Ish. He says, even though, as we quoted earlier, it is the opinion of the Chazon Ish that the concept of an oirich doesn't apply by the Baal Bayis Akum, he says the concept of Tfisas Habayis does apply even by the Baal Bayis Akum. And the reasoning could be that an oirich becomes part of the household of the Baal Bayis. And we say that a Yehudi not become part of the household of an Akum. Tfisas Habayis, however, has nothing to do with me becoming part of his home. Tfisas Habayis means that if the owner still has a ownership right, has Tfisas Habayis in that room, that means he's still connected to that room. And therefore, it makes no difference if the owner is Jewish or not. The fact that I still have Tfisas Habayis in a room, that is enough that I should be that it should not be considered a need to make an Eruv. The issue, however, that comes up is that there are Paiskim, I heard that this is the opinion of Rebelski, Shlita, that hold that all of these halachas, Eruch, Tfisas Habayis, is only by an owner. So we could say it could be a Baal Bayis who's a Jew, a Baal Bayis who's an Akum, but as in most situations of a hospital, it's not owned by an individual, it's owned by a corporation, then we have a harder time to make them. Furthermore, the Paiskim suggests, the Rishonim already say this, it's a Machloikus Rishonim, actually, that Tfisas Habayis is only said if the owner is actually living there. So even if you'll have a hospital that is has the owner, whoever that owner may be, living, has an owner, but if he doesn't live there, we don't have the heter of Tfisas Abayis. I did see that Ramoshe Sternbuch says that when we speak about a Baal Abayis, it doesn't mean necessarily a person who owns the house. It's an administrator is also considered a Baal Abayis. But the issue is that the administrator of the hospital doesn't live there. He maybe eats there. He maybe works there. But Ramoshe Sternbuch seems to feel that that is enough. If you have an administrator of a home and he works there and eats there, that is enough to be able to use the heter of Tfisas Abayis. Another important heter, which we actually discussed in our previous year, is the heter that Tosfos teaches us, that in any situation where you could be removed from the room, that's not considered your dira. And even though when Tosfos in our Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph Divrei Hamaskul Umoidim quoted this heter, he only quoted this heter amongst other heterim, the heter that they eat from the owner. There Tosfos are speaking about people who board yeshiva bachrim, who board in people's apartments, and there were other heterim. And even we learned, however, that it is the opinion of the Bir Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and many other paiskim that the heter of Motzi L'Saluke, that it could be moved from the room at any time, is enough of a heter to rely on by itself. And therefore, say the paiskim, that even if a patient cannot be removed from the hospital, let's say, until he's ready to be discharged, he certainly could be moved from one room to another room. And that, says the Chazon Ish and the Michel Shlomo in Tchelik Beis Simen Lamed Hei, that is already considered in the category of Motzi L'Saluki. However, we did say in our previous year as well that the Chazon Ish did not rely on the heter of Motzi L'Saluki by itself. The other heter is another sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Ayin Sif Hei. If it says there, Misha Oichel Makam Echad, V'yashma Makam Acher, Makam Achilasa Hu Iker, V'sham Ha Oisa. So we follow the place from where you get the food. And certainly the patients in a hospital are getting served food from the central kitchen. And therefore, that is enough to connect them that they shouldn't need to have a Ruva Chatzeres. Even though I saw the Paiskim suggest that that's maybe only in a hospital that serves kosher food. And therefore, the patients are eating from the central kitchen. But let's say you have a hospital that doesn't serve kosher food to its patients. So then you don't have the heter of Oichlei Pras. So I saw that the Michel Shlomo in that Shuvah that we just quoted says that even if it's a non-kosher kitchen and they don't have kosher foods, they don't have kosher food, still they do have certain food, vegetables, fruits, that you could eat from the central kitchen. And therefore, that is enough to rely on the heter of Mekablon Pras. But again, the Bir Halacha there in Divrei Maskel Hani Mili discusses that we could rely on the heter Mekablon Pras if the person who's giving the Pras doesn't live there. And this is a Machloikus Achroinim. Again, we probably could rely on a Moshe Sternbuch's heter that if the administrator is there, that's enough to be considered a Mekabel Pras. There's another heter that I saw from the Sefer Aruch Shabbos, Perek Chav Ches, Ha'aruch Kuf Nun Aleph, quoting Rabbi Yoshev, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, Rav Nissen Karelitz, because they say that when you get a room in the hospital, you're not really getting a room. What you're getting is service, that you're in a hospital, unfortunately, because you need to be treated. That isn't called that the room is yours. You're there for treatment, and therefore we could be not necessarily, it's not considered your dear at all, that you should have a chiyuv for Aruva Chatzeris. So just to review, why an Aruva Chatzeris does not need to remain in a hospital. One is because the patients are considered orchim. Number two is because there's a tfisis yad by the owner of the hospital in each room where he has the furniture. Number three, because matzi l'sluke, they could always be removed from their rooms. Number four, because they get fed from the central kitchen. And number five, as we just discussed, because they don't really have rights to the room, they just have rights to be serviced, to be taken care of, that they should have refuah shleima. Another question that comes up is yeshiva bachrim, seminary, college students, but college students will have another issue because there's akum there, but let's speak about yeshiva bachrim or girls in seminary who live in a dormitory. Is there a need to have a eruvah chatzeris in a dormitory? So certainly if they all eat together in one central dining room, as we've been learning in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel, we paskin like Rav, the Mokum Pitoy, the place where we eat connects us. So if they're all eating together, that connects them, that they shouldn't have a chiyuv of making a Ruvah Chatzeris. However, sometimes there are yeshivas which don't serve food in a dining room. Or there are bachrim or girls who learn the yeshiva or in the seminary who don't eat in the dining room. So, what do we do then? Because as we've been discussing in our shiurim, even if we paskin like Rav, that we follow the Makom Pita, what that means is that if we have a Makom Pita and we have a Makom Lina, we follow the Makom Pita. But certainly in a situation, say the Paiskim, where the Makom Pita is not really hard and fast, and the Makom Lina is Kavua, all of the Paiskim, Aisur Chazanish, and others say that we follow the Makom Lina. So here again, if they're sleeping in the separate rooms and they don't eat together, what do we do? So again, here we have a number of aterim that we just mentioned in the previous year, in the previous issue. One is that we have tfisas yad. The yeshiva has furnishings in each room. But again, we have the machloikus achroinim. According to Rav Moshe, as soon as there's furnishings belonging to the yeshiva in the rooms, that's enough to be considered tfisas yad. However, the Chazon Ish opinion is that to be considered tfisas yad, it has to be furnishings that are not used by the people that in the room. But when you have a dormitory, and this it differs significantly from a hospital, because in a hospital, you're going to have equipment in the room that doesn't necessarily need to be used by the patient. In a dormitory, everything that's in the room, the bed, the chest, is going to be considered needed by the person living in the room. And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, that's not considered tfisas yad. Furthermore, as we spoke about previously, we don't rely on the heter of tfisas yad if the person who owns the home doesn't live there. And typically, the Rosh Yeshiva, or even if the yeshiva has an administrator, doesn't live in the dormitory. Secondly, we spoke about a person in a hospital being considered an oirich, a guest, because he's there for less than 30 days. And we said that even if, unfortunately, Rahman al-Slan, he needs to be there for more than 30 days. But we discussed that he's still an oirich. It's not a permanent situation. Such can't be said in a dormitory situation. Boys and girls are expected to remain there for quite a time. So the real heter that we could rely on is a heter that we discussed previously, at least according to the Bir Halacha, that the Bir Halacha's opinion is that just when you have a situation of Mertzi L'Saluke, where they could be removed from the room, that is enough of a reason to not require Erev Chatzeris. And certainly, it is within the rights of the administration of the yeshiva to move boys from one room to another, girls from one room to another. That is considered Matzi L'Saluke. Again, as we mentioned previously, the Chazon Ish doesn't want to rely on the heter of Matzi L'Saluke. There's another heter, the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Membeis, very similar to the heter that we discussed in the previous issue regarding a hospital. When a boy or a girl register in a yeshiva, in a seminary, to be able to stay in the dormitory, they're not really renting a room. Part of being in the yeshiva, a part of being in the seminary, is that they give you a place to sleep. That doesn't make it into a makom dira. The definition of a makom dira is a place where I live. And it's, I rented this room. I rented this apartment. I rented this house. In a yeshiva, in a dormitory, I got a right to sleep there. But it's not my room. And therefore, that's why the halacha is that the minig is not to make a ruvi chatzeris in a dormitory.